news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The Inspector General of the State Department, Steve Linick, has reached out to a group of congressional committees with what they describe as an urgent request to brief committee staff about documents related to the State Department and Ukraine. The bipartisan briefing is expected to be delivered sometime Wednesday in a classified setting. It'll include staff from House and Senate committees, including intelligence, foreign relations, oversight, and appropriations. Now, in response to the Democratic subpoenas for five current and former State Department officials for interviews and depositions, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo sent a letter accusing Democrats of attempting to intimidate and bully them, writing, quote, "Let me be clear. I will not tolerate such tactics. I will use all means at my disposal to prevent and expose any attempts to intimidate the dedicated professionals whom I am proud to lead and serve alongside at the State Department. Therefore, the five officials subject to your letter may not attend any interview or deposition without counsel from the executive branch present to ensure that the executive branch's constitutional authority to control the disclosure of confidential information, including deliberative matters and diplomatic communications, is not impaired." It went on from there, but that gives you the general gist of the letter. Well, the response from Chairman Engel, Schiff, and Cummings was only seven sentences long, but it packed a punch. Quote, "Secretary Pompeo was reportedly on the call when the president pressed Ukraine to smear his political opponent. If true, Secretary Pompeo is now a fact witness in the House impeachment inquiry. He should immediately cease intimidating department witnesses in order to protect himself and the president. Any effort to intimidate witnesses or prevent them from talking with Congress, including State Department employees, is illegal and will constitute evidence of obstruction of the impeachment inquiry. In response, Congress may infer from this obstruction that any withheld documents and testimony would reveal information that corroborates the whistleblower complaint. The committees are operating pursuant to our long-established authorities as well as the impeachment inquiry. We're committed to protecting witnesses from harassment and intimidation, and we expect their full compliance and that of the Department of State." End quote. While former ambassador to the Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch, was scheduled to appear before the House Foreign Affairs Committee on Wednesday, she's now confirmed to appear on October 11th. The State Department's former special envoy for Ukraine, Kurt Volker, will appear as originally scheduled on Thursday. It'll be behind closed doors, and it's unknown whether a transcript of the deposition will be released to the public. Stay tuned. So it looks like there's need for a Schoolhouse Rock revival to teach the clueless president about the Constitution. Donald Trump on Tuesday escalated his already hyperbolic Twitter attacks on impeachment efforts, this time referring to the inquiry as a coup, tweeting, quote, "As I learn more and more each day, I am coming to the conclusion that what is taking place is not an impeachment, it is a coup." Well, a coup, or coup d'etat, is known as a rapid and often violent seizure of power from a government. That's not what's currently occurring. Impeachment is the legal procedure of removing a president from office as outlined in the Constitution. Meanwhile, the president and his acolytes continue to smear and attempt to unmask the unidentified whistleblower at the heart of the impeachment probe. Thankfully, cracks are forming in the armor. Senator Chuck Grassley, breaking with his Republican Party and the president, stepped up to defend the whistleblower after repeated attacks from the president. In a statement, Grassley said, "This person appears to have followed the whistleblower protection laws and ought to be heard out and protected. We should always work to respect whistleblowers' requests for confidentiality." Chuck Grassley is the head of the powerful Senate Finance Committee. Believe it or not, there's other news happening. Seriously, the Secure and Fair Enforcement, or SAFE, Banking Act that would allow the financial sector to finally serve cannabis businesses could make it to Trump's desk by the end of the year. Last week, the House passed it with bipartisan support in a 321 to 103 vote. Nearly half of the Republican caucus joined all Democrats, with the exception of Alabama's Terry Sewell, who voted against it. An unusual coalition of financial sector lobbyists, progressives, federal government skeptics, and law enforcement officials back the bill, it's now up to Mitch McConnell, who gets to decide whether or not it'll get a vote in the Senate. And a new book coming out next week from New York Times reporters Michael Shear and Julie Hirschfeld Davis, titled Border Wars, Inside Trump's Assault on Immigration, is already making headlines. An excerpt in Wednesday's New York Times explains how Trump talked about shooting migrants in the legs in order to slow them down after they crossed the southern border. He was told that's not allowed. From the story, quote, privately, the president had often talked about fortifying a border wall with a water-filled trench stocked with snakes or alligators, prompting aides to seek a cost estimate. He wanted the wall electrified with spikes on top that could pierce human flesh. And he raged at his aides for making him, quote, look like an idiot. In other words, weak on immigration. Across the pond, Prime Minister Boris Johnson on Wednesday plans to unveil his final Brexit offer to the European Union and make it clear that if Brussels doesn't engage with the proposal, Britain will not negotiate and will depart without a deal on October 31st. So with less than a month until Britain is due to leave the EU, the future of the country's biggest trade and foreign policy shift in more than 40 years is uncertain. Britain could leave with a deal, without one, or not exit at all. Stay tuned. Moving to North Korea, the Trump administration and Pyongyang have agreed to resume working-level nuclear negotiations on Friday and Saturday following months of jockeying over international economic sanctions still in place, as well as North Korea's nuclear and missile programs. Trump and Kim Jong-un last met in June, but in advance of talks, North Korea, early Wednesday morning, fired a ballistic missile, possibly from a submarine. If confirmed, it would be the most provocative test by North Korea since it began talks with the United States in 2018. The State Department called on North Korea to, quote, refrain from provocations. Ooh, that was strong. And finally, in Hong Kong, office workers and high school students turned out Wednesday to denounce a policeman for shooting and wounding a teenager on Tuesday during the most violent clashes in nearly 4 months of unrest. More than 70 people were sent to the hospital. 25 police were wounded. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm sure it'll change soon. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com. Please click on that donate button.